good morning. I'm in my car, you can probably hear. It is not the world's quietest car. Some thoughts on Audioboo, the Audioboo community, and how that all can tie in with the health, certainly the mental health, of a creative in his middle age. One of the things about having good mental health, I think, is a social aspect. We all like to feel part of a group. And the group doesn't have to be small. I mean, the group could be just one other person, and that can be enough. Or some people might need larger groups and larger networks to belong to. And it's the quality of those connections that's quite important. And if you can connect with people who not only share your value set, but can help you grow, can help you learn, can give you fresh insights, not just as a creative, but as a human being as well, then I think that contributes to a sense, or a better sense, of well-being. And I've been off Audioboom for a while, and I've come back, and I've come to realise that because of the nature of the platform, it's one of the more welcoming and friendly platforms. It's very hard on an audio platform to do a lot of the things that you see on other platforms, where people can hide behind an avatar that may have no connection with who they are at all. Now, I appreciate within the small group of people that I've been listening to lately, Pilgrim Chris, SM2N, Bernie Goldback, of course, Paul Imani, Imani Blog. There's been this whole discussion about avatars and what have you, and making judgments based on that. And anyway, I've got off on a tangent. What I wanted to say was, in that discussion, Pilgrim Chris made a wonderful point about how it was all like people in a pub having a conversation. And of course, when you're having a conversation like that and there is that direct contact, you can't, you know, you as a human being, you naturally don't do the things that you see happening on a lot of platforms. It excludes the trolls, I think, to a large extent. It curtails anybody who would want to behave like that and be abrasive and insulting and short, what have you, and can then hide behind an avatar, be an utter complete bollocks, because they're hiding behind an avatar, a visual thing that hides their identity. And you see it an awful lot. I mean, my sister, when she had cancer, before she died, there would be forums for cancer patients, and these forums would get trolled. Astonishing as it may seem, and I find it unbelievable that somebody would go on a forum where cancer patients come together and troll them. But anyway, that's what happened. Even the cancer patients had a particular name for these trolls. I can't remember what it was. But I think it would be very hard to do in a platform as intimate as Audioboo, where people can hear your voice. It's such a personal thing, isn't it? Your voice is so personal to you that if you were to behave like a troll, and by the way, I should hasten to add very, very quickly that none of the people I've mentioned would, in their right minds, behave like trolls on any other platform, or any platform at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Audioboo keeps them in check. I just realised that maybe it sounded like that, and that's totally not the case. All I'm saying is I think Audioboo pre-selects people who are not that way inclined, because I think if you're inclined to be the grumpy middle-aged person online, it's very hard to do that in a direct comment to somebody or in an Audioboo directed at somebody. You're always going to be more measured. So I think, therefore, Audioboo attracts the kind of people who can have a conversation, as Chris said, have a pub conversation, and everybody's listening, everybody's taking the points on board, in a very accepting way. There is that acceptance of, I'm learning something new, I'm hearing a different viewpoint from mine. Now, I might not agree with it, but whereas on other platforms, if people don't agree with something, oh my goodness, this is wonderful XKCD cartoon of a guy behind a computer, and I think possibly his wife coming in behind him saying, look, are you coming to bed? And the guy on the computer going, no, somebody's wrong on the internet. Well, and it seems that a lot of platforms attract that kind of behaviour, and that kind of quite aggressive behaviour. Audioboo doesn't. So Audioboo is just a lovely community. Maybe I'm just very lucky with the people that I follow and who connect with me and respond to what I say. But I don't think so. I think it's just that the platform pre-selects. So from a mental and well-being point of view, because that's what this series of boos is all about, Audioboo is a good place to be. Have some really meaningful conversations. One of my best friends, Mark Cotton, MC Fontaine, I know through Audioboo. I've never met the bloke. I've had great contact with people like Christian Payne, documentally, who I now would count as a friend. Somebody that I can connect with and talk to, who I would do things for. Bernie Goldbach, I think, is predominantly a man I know through Audioboo, and he's a man who's given me work. So great things happen in this Audioboo community. And of course, I suppose my absolute best friend in Cork, Paul Omani, Omani Blog, he's the man who introduced me to the platform. So that's the kind of calibre of people that I meet. And then, again, lovely comments, lovely conversations. How can I forget? McColgan, another great friend that I've got to know through Audioboo, which is wonderful. Anyway, I'm going to leave people out and upset them, and I don't mean to. Let me just filter into the traffic here. And that's it. Audioboo, I think, is a very good platform to grow as a human being and to help with your mental health.